We're now joined by head coach Leetta Fordyce of the Grundy R5 Lady Panthers. Some of the discussions I've had with coaches about weather this year, we could probably bottle those up and just have people listen to them. They'd probably be entertained because we've told some weather stories going back and forth, coach. And you were just telling me that as a player, as a coach, you can't remember a more frustrating winter than this one for basketball teams.
No, I just can't remember any type of weather, maybe a week, but, you know, several weeks in a row and trying to get games rescheduled and tournaments that we can't even participate in. You know, as far as games go, we haven't even played as many games, you know, as we did last year because we've had so many cancellations.
And at some point, you know, we got a week left, and for your team, because you start districts on Saturday, it's less than a week. So getting in optimum shape for districts just not going to happen. So at some point, it's going to really depend on muscle memory to find a way to get a victory in districts.
That's right, and the girls too have to, if they're home and we don't have school, I can't have practice. That's just the way it is. And so if I can't have a practice, they're going to have to do something to keep themselves in shape. And I tell them, be sure you're stretching every day. You know, if you have steps and stairs, run those steps and stairs. And if a lot of them live on the farm, get out and do your chores and get out. And, like, I walked yesterday. It was not that bad. I walked about 3 miles, and it was a very nice day. They just need to move. And that's, some girls will and some girls won't.
So as far as, you know, you can tell if the team is out of shape or if they're just a little bit ragged, coach. You had two games, one on Friday, one on Saturday. How'd your team look?
Well, Friday, we looked bad. We played East Harrison. We looked rusty. We hadn't touched a ball for about 5 days, and it showed. I'm sure East Harrison probably was in the same boat, although I think they did have school a couple of days, whereas we did not, so which did help because, you know, 3 days out with nothing, you start losing what you've gained. And so, but I'm not going to make excuses. We did not play well, and we did not rebound. We just did not play as a team. I just didn't see a lot of good stuff at that game because they just seemed like they were just not working well together at all. I mean, I know Brianna Carpio had a really good game with East Harrison, and so did Alyssa Webb. Alyssa had 17 rebounds, and she had, I think, 11 points, so she had a double-double. And Brianna had 19 points. So, and Aubrey Gann had 15. But they had a person on Morgan Axtell, who, you know, usually scores a lot for us. And so Morgan fought that all night. But offensively, I wasn't that disappointed. It was defensively. We would not block out. We would not follow our shot. We would not, you know, go when somebody did shoot, go in to get block out and get a rebound. We just wouldn't do it, and it showed.
And the game went to overtime, 59-51. With you playing on your home floor, you have the higher seed, so that would tell me that Grundy's the favorite coming in. Did it kind of have a feel that whole game, coach, that you just couldn't shake East Harrison or get that run to get some separation between you and them?
Well, that's what it appeared to be like in overtime. Though, you know, I did have two foul out, which did not help. That Brianna fouled out, and so did Alyssa, and Morgan had four fouls. So I just think they out-hustled us. We just didn't have the desire to go and win that game. And we had defeated East Harrison earlier this season. Now, granted, we had Jandy, which usually was a – and they were taller. When we play a taller, quicker team, Jandy really is missed. So we didn't have Bree either in the East Harrison game when we played, and she did really well against them. So it kind of – you know, evened itself out. So I think it all just came down to that. They played harder than we did, and they were more aggressive. Well, and sometimes, you know, you just got to be the more aggressive team to win.
Yeah, that's a tough loss to get over, too, because obviously you'd love to get a chance at Mercer on your home floor in the championship game, and it didn't happen. But as far as the bounce back goes, you beat North Harrison on Saturday, 47-33. Mm-hmm. Were you pretty happy with the way that the girls just emotionally bounced back from a tough loss?
I was, and they looked so much better in that game. I think we only had 8 turnovers that game, and more of a spread with the stats. Like, I had, you know, more people rebounding, more people with assists and steals. It was more, it was just spread out better. Even as far as scoring, I had, you know, 1, 2, 5 people scoring in that game, again, Aubrey Hatch, she was High Point, was 16. Bree had she had 8 that game. I think Alyssa Webb had 13 and Morgan had 6. And they did the same thing with Morgan again. They put somebody on her. So she's, like I told her, I said, you're going to have to get around those people and you have to start creating your own shots, because they can't get the ball to you to shoot because you have someone on you all the time. So she's going to have to learn to improvise and get open as best she can. And it's kind of tough when you've got somebody on you all the time.
Grundy was scheduled to go to Tyne Avalon tonight. As of mid-morning, those were canceled. So doubtful, because we only have a few days left in the regular season. Doubtful they'll be made up. We've been talking about Tri-County going to Grundy for a while now, Coach. You got the Mustangs in Galt tomorrow night. And yeah, you know, from doing Tri-County interviews on Tuesday and from talking to you on Monday, I think the programs are very similar.
Yes, and I watched Tri-County play. They didn't play as well in the tournament either, in this conference tournament. They looked a little rusty, too. And I believe they were defeated. I don't think they won the consolation game. But I think they had a rough time. I'm not sure about that, though. I watched them play, but I think Winston beat them.
They did, 53-40. I got the score right here.
Yeah, and that I was kind of surprised about that. But they were a little rusty, too, kind of like we were. So it'll be an interesting matchup. You know, it just kind of just depends on who's going to go out there and decide to play ball and be aggressive and, you know, set screens. We wouldn't set a screen if our life depended on it. And so hopefully, you know, we go out there and we just get in our minds that we have to be aggressive. You know, I could tell the girls, I said, I practice you sometimes for 2 hours. You know, you go out there, surely I can get you guys to play hard for 32 minutes. You know, it's not that hard.
Mm-hmm. You know, as far as getting back into shape, and I know it's something that probably can't happen in 2 hours or one practice, but the weather looks like it's going to be pretty decent middle of the week, warm, nothing falling out of the sky. So I would imagine there will be a lot of practices on Wednesday, and a lot of coaches are going to try, to the best of their ability, try to get their teams in shape as quick as possible.
I would say, because if we would have had the Tyne Avalon game tonight, we would have played Monday, Tuesday, and I was actually going to give the girls a day off on Wednesday. But now that we have no game tonight, we'll play tomorrow, and then we will practice Wednesday. We'll play Thursday. Probably have a short practice on Friday, just maybe shoot around on Friday. And then, you know, we'll go to Linn County and start districts that, you know, on Saturday. So I don't usually try to do very much before the day before a ball game, because I just don't want to. They do have to rest, and
exactly.
I know sometimes, you know, everybody's busy, so we have to give them some rest time.
Well, there's another factor that we'll talk about that's involved with Saturday's game, too. You got Meadville at your place for senior night on Thursday, Coach, and Meadville's always good. You know, more often than not, we'll say they're good. What do you know about Meadville, and just, you know, it's senior night, so I know you have some seniors that are going to be honored that night. Just take some time to talk about them.
Well, I know they've got the Holzer girl that we have to watch out for, and I know she, you don't want to foul her. She can shoot free throws, and she was, you know, she's one we're going to have to look out for. I was hoping that we would get to see them in the Meadville tournament so I could get to watch them, but I, you know, since we didn't get to play there, I didn't get to see them. So I'll just kind of go back on, you know, what I know from last year and go from there and kind of see, you know, what we will do and how we're going to play them. But I know we'll have to really watch that girl.
Yeah, certainly Meadville's a strong team. How many seniors do you have this year that are going to be honored on Thursday, Coach?
Two. Alyssa Webb and Morgan Axel are my two seniors.
Both key contributors for your team, obviously.
Definitely. Yes, they are definitely going to be missed. And but, you know, at least they'll, you know, that, you know, their senior year they did great. And I will definitely miss them, and the team will miss them.
So you got a 3 seed for districts. Green City's on the opposite side of the bracket. So if you win, you won't have to worry about the Gophers until potentially a championship game. You got Brashear on your side of the bracket. They're a 2 seed. And you got a Linn County team Saturday morning at 10 that you got to play on their floor that knows you pretty well.
Mm-hmm. And we played Linn County earlier in the year, and we, you know, we defeated them. But again, that was before Christmas. And I've had a lot of injuries since then, and things have... with my team is we've had a lot of trials this year, and so the girls have overcome a lot, and I am so proud of the girls that have stuck with it, and you know, they've just done the best they can, and I can't expect anything more than that. You know, you go out there, you do your best. I don't expect any more. Just that's all I ask.
So here are the game times for districts, and these are at Linn County, right, Coach?
That's right.
District 12 in Class 1. Grundy R5 girls Saturday morning play Linn County at 10. If Grundy wins, they would play on the 20th. That is next Wednesday at 7:15 against probably Brashear. The championship game is going to be Friday the 22nd at 7:30 in the evening at Linn County High School. Coach, appreciate the time. Good luck this week.
Thank you so much.